Tu vas passer le
truc. Tu vas.
He's much more high part. Leave him alone.
Make sure he's got on the stage. Make sure you got on the stage. That's what I'm saying.
You never knew that the Azor can come looking like a nice sweet little bull.
Some people will. Okay.
That's on tape. You got to do that.
I
want to go on record.
I'm trying to learn for the last 5 minutes.
Come on, let's go.
Nobody's blame me.
Yeah. I don't have time to edit.
Okay, that's how they look at shots. Right, month.
I explained this already.
You did?
Yeah.
But okay, first month, you're moving up each month an additional day. Now that can work for Chaydish and that can work for Haflogah. That's what we already said.
And you have to request that with a limit.
Very good, very good. All right, so maybe you should give on Mondays, I'll give Tuesdays. Or maybe the opposite, I'll do you do Chazorah.
Okay.
That works better.
Everybody coming?
How is that going to solve your issue, though?
No.
Yeah.
No, but
I'm not here for the first time.
Anyway, so we were doing how you oiker such a vest.
No, maybe.
Yeah. How you oiker such a vest. Right? Not how you go. What happens when the vest switches? So vest achaydesh, we said it's partial. So let's say you saw Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav, Zayin, Ches, consecutive month. Then she skipped from Ches to Yud Aleph. So what does she have to keep the next month? Right?
She had
Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav, Zayin, Ches. 8 months in a row, she's moving up a month. So now it's a 10. She's moving up a day every month.
I have to stop it. One
right? We already dealt with the stopping. Now
so
she went
to
from
keep
Chav
the next one
to Yud Aleph. So what does she have to keep the next one? If it's a Chodesh.
Right.
So Yud Aleph for sure she has.
That's a deal of Kavua.
No, Yud Aleph she wouldn't. What?
Wait, hold on.
Kavua.
Yud Aleph she wouldn't?
Yud Aleph she would have to.
And you're
changing to that. And Tess too.
Right. No, Tess we may not. We have to Yud.
No.
Oh, yes, Taka, you're right. That's right. That's why we mixed it up last week. Right, you're right. You go Yud. Test. She should have seen. She didn't see Test. So she should have seen Yud. Yud. That's Chodesh. Now what about Haflogah? That's what we're up to. Now how does Haflogah work? See, Haflogah is different than the Chodesh.
Wait,
no,
you
need
to have
to hold it.
What happened?
Aflog is different than Chodesh.
You best have to deal with Aflog.
Best have to deal with Aflog.
Yeah. Chess and Yud Aleph is how many days.
What?
I can't do math.
Three.
Who cares?
What do you mean? An extra fee.
Extra fee.
What are you saying? So what does she keep the next? Well, I don't understand.
By Haflog is different.
No.
Haflog is
already have
day base. Haflog is that every month she's moving, she's going an additional day.
By the way,
would she have to keep the
extra? So let's say she had a Haflog day. Let's say that, right. So let's say that Haflog, she went 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 29.
Next month 30.
So then what does she keep the next month?
30,
not
27.
No, yeah, 30.
Right, not 27.
Why not?
Because it's not a Chodesh. It's every month. Whatever she saw last month, she's moving up a day. By the Chodesh, so she's going to see every month. So Aleph is going to Dalet, Hei, Vav, Zayin, Ches. That means the next 3 months, we have to be concerned. She's going to see.
She saw it, but we said with the Chodesh that it's not by the end of the month. What about
Aflogah? Aflogah doesn't stop.
Always
does. Can we go back to three months where she didn't see on a deal loop?
It has to be that day. She's seeing Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hei, right? You said it goes from Chet to Yud Aleph, right? So how many days are there between Chet and Yud Aleph? Does she have to keep that?
No, because she has a Chodesh. She's going to have to keep our plug. She's
going
to have to keep her regular plug, whatever was the previous month. Because like we said, every time a woman has a kviyas vest, I'm laughing at you, not at him. Every time a woman has a kviyas vest, so when she's iker, when she's iker once, then she has to start keeping her flog on her chodesh. Okay, so let's see that inside.
How do you, in this case, the same rule about as far as if it's vest dilug on chodesh or on a flog, it doesn't matter, and if it's always on a day vest. And then from she sees it at night. Same rules as far as, I'm a person, I don't actually remember what the rules were, but the same rules as far as if it's a different owner, whether or not that'll be okay the vest?
Yeah, different owner will be okay the vest.
It would be.
Both, we're talking about they're all the same owner. They're all either days or they're all nights. You know, last week we learned that there is such a thing as a diluc, an owner diluc.
Night day.
The half day.
She goes day, night.
Vesta Dilo is by half day. Vesta Dilo is
half
day.
She's moving half day up instead of.
Okay.
We also said that the Lugan don't have to be one day. They can be jumped. She can jump
that's
by 2 days.
That's the Aina. Right.
If she has a Vesta
half day, then you're going by Aina.
Well, yeah, we go by. Yeah, you're going by Aina.
So she only keeps that vest, she doesn't have to do half logger or half logger, or whatever. But once she stops one, she then does have to. So she becomes the mech. She would have to keep the Yod Aleph and whatever the half logger. Or she has to keep the Yod Aleph and the half logger, the third one.
Just one more thing, in your examples you made it Ches to Yod Aleph.
And Bane
is.
And
Bane
is.
And Bane
is. And Bane is she has to keep.
Bane is already maybe not. That's the
why.
Because she has a day when she might. Bane is shot. Yeah, Bane is. Well, we'll get to it. It's the next subject. So
we'll be the next day.
Bane.
It'll be the next day.
Okay. Let's hold up on Bane is what the shot is, and then we'll see. So, okay, Chavav. So Shaina Mikach, who vest Hadiru. Well, let's just do Chavhe again. Imrasa Ba'alaf Nisan. She saw an Aleph Nisan, Bay's ear.
You'll
see
on
page Lamanah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Now
he's
I know my
number.
It's machlokes, that's what it's for. Once you have four, then you have to hold four. And she didn't see on Hey Av. She still needs to be Chashish Vav El because that's what she's scheduled to see with her vest. Right? Shaina Mekach Hu Vest Hadiluk Ba'aflog. But Vest Hadiluk Ba'aflog is different. Shabai Tamit Sarach Lachshish Lafi Ha'aflog Achrani. You always have to go with the last Ha'aflog.
The reason why Chafhei doesn't work is it needs to knock it, right?
Yeah, but he's talking about what he has to do.
No, it's a strict
So if it's growing, it
only skips once, but if it would skip three, then you wouldn't have.
No, it
has
to skip
3 months.
She would have to skip 3 months, not 3 days. 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
It's a day.
Yeah.
Then there's no vest anymore. I'm saying that's why he's still
going
to be for next month. He's still going to be for next month because...
I am very well aware. Pilofein,
yeah. Im kavel avet lachloga b'dilug. Let's say she has a vest kavua b'dilug. Kigoyin sherota lachloga chafchet chaftes lamed v'lamed alef. Then three chalochas lachloga lamed beis. Avalim loy rota lachloga lamed beis. Right. So she saw 28, 29, 30, 31. So she has to be chayish pashut for 32. Now again, it's not a chayish. It's a lachloga, obviously, because a chayish can't have 31 and 32. Right. Let's say the next one she didn't see on the 32nd day. Let's say she skipped to 36. She would have to be chayish aflogas lamed zayin because she the aflogas pshat that she's adding on a day every month to whatever it is that she saw last month.
So she
sees on Lamed Zion.
Isn't the plug always 30 and 31?
Why?
How could that be?
In a Baininus, and I'm plugged up 30 and 31.
Well, hold on, we're going to do Baininus, and hopefully if we get to it. Right? The Chain Tzrich, and it says in brackets, the Chain Tzrich, Alashash, Gamla, Plugas, Lamed, Vav, Mishum, Veshen, and Kavu. She would also have to be Chayshish for our plug of 36, because of Veshen, and Kavu. Right, let's not forget that, right? That's Pasha. Because she might be changing. Now, Rasa Limei Hashvua B'diluk, let's say she sees to the days of the week B'diluk. You want your Rasa Ba'alaf Bereshis, Beis Vayera, Gimel Vayete, that's every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Dalet Miketz. So she's moving up one day of the week every 3 weeks.
Wow.
Every 4 weeks. Noach, Bereshis, Noach, Vayera, I'm sorry, every 4 weeks. Right?
Every month.
Every 4 weeks, she's moving up a day. Like cover vest, that's not a vest. She cannot the kaveh, a vest of dilug, which is jumping forward, and sirug, which is skipping.
Why not?
That's just the material. The Chachamim said that there's no such vest.
Vest sirug or vest dilug.
You could have a dilug or a sirug. You can't have a dilug sirug.
What's sirug?
Sirug means she's skipping.
Skipping over.
What would be a case of a shavua not sirug? She sees every week. Like this, she's seeing every fourth week. That's a sirug on the days of the week.
And how is that different?
What's the pshat in that? I don't know. Chachamim said that that's a fluke. It's a fluke thing, not a.
If
she would do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but of Parshas Bereishis, then that would be a vest.
You're going up every day of the week.
4.3 weeks.
Every month.
And if a woman, good, and if a woman sees from the solar calendar, it's also something, right? But it's. Well, I said that's a fluke. Can't be. The body can't possibly.
In this case, you have an aflogger. You have a vest kavua aflogger of 29 days.
You just put
every 4 weeks plus 1 day.
That's every 4 weeks
plus 1 day.
It's not. What? It's not a aflogger.
4 weeks.
You have 29 day aflogger.
Yeah.
4 weeks and 1 day is 29 day aflogger.
No, 29 day aflogger would be if she saw the same day every week, every she would see every Wednesday. That would be 29 day aflogger.
Excuse me.
No, Sunday.
Plus 4 weeks, plus 1 day.
Yeah, it's always 4 weeks plus 1 day.
In this case, it's a bad example, right, the author?
Let me see.
That was Noki.
That was a good question. Right here. Noki.
Made up.
He made tshuva for his, tshuva for his previous thing.
I didn't even say anything.
Why? I feel like I'm at home. My wife's like, you don't have to say anything.
Like cover vest. Like cover vest. So she seems sorry, the mother. Yeah, you're right.
Reparations? No.
I tell Weberman. Weberman's in contact with this guy. Yeah, Chavchas, yeah?
Reparations?
No.
No, Reparations. Came back from vacation? No.
Yo, right, that's 3 weeks. No, 3 weeks plus 1 day. Because it's after the first week.
No, same difference. Doesn't make a difference. That's 22 days.
Yeah, but then the next no, because then the next week, then the next 3 weeks, it's not 22 days. It's 23 days.
Why? So 3 weeks plus a day.
It's
3 weeks plus a day.
4 weeks. Yeah. Whatever. Either one. Yeah. Chavchas. That's how diluk ain't a chasheshes le'atche tukvano. Now this is an important thing. So we have a klal. Noach lekucha. Bereshit to Noach to Levcha. I'm sorry, 3 weeks. Yep. Now, we have a klal, we discussed this last week a little bit, we have a klal that if you're going to be kaveya vest, so then you're choshish for the ena kavua. Right? Why do we, our women bezman have to be choshish every month for the hafloga and for the chodesh? Because we don't know which vest she might be kaveya. Right, so how about here? Right? Why aren't we chayshish? Let's say after 1 month, let's say a woman, not 1 month, but 2 months, let's say a woman sees on Aleph, and the next month she sees on Beis. So why are we not chayshish? Vesh she'en a kavua. Good, so why don't we chayshish with Vesh she'en a kavua?
You said so
at
the beginning.
Well, and it's really here. So Vesh tadiluk, ain't a chayshish loy atchet ikvenu. You're not chayshish with Vesh tadiluk until it's kavua. Avalim adayin loy nikva, kigon shirosa b'tesu av nisan v'tes zayin iyor. Chasheshes b'chaydesh Sivan rak l'tezayin boy because of the chaydesh of Iyar. Aval ena chasheshes l'yedzayin boy shema tikva v'estadilug. We're not chasheshes for that.
Why not? You can say we're not.
I think it's just a fluke. Till it's kavu. It's not
because
strong
enough.
It's
not normal for a woman to be kaveh vest like this.
Well, it's not as normal as the other vest.
Okay,
vestes.
So
even if you see the trend counting, forming?
With
that's
the time,
the thing. That's
chazaka.
What's different about this vest. Even if you see the trend.
The other one's
forming, it's not going
to. How come he's not asking this after the first one? How come you're not always worried about a vest of dealers?
That's what he just said.
No, he's saying.
Let me clarify what I meant.
Meaning, how come after one time? If I see an olive, if a woman sees an olive nisan, so then Bezier, there should be, because maybe there should be a vest of dealers. I mean, there's no reason why you're assuming yes, assuming no. After two is no number anyway. Elamai, because you don't know what deal. It could be 1 day deal. It could be a 3 day deal. It could be a 100 day deal. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Now, this next one you're not going to like. This next halacha of the Olam is not going to like.
That's right. So it's ridiculous.
Do not skip it. It's very important because it's very few people know this next halacha. And it's very negay. But the Olam is not going to like the way he paskins. But it's very negay, this halacha.
We're that kid again. This is not final psak. You could always bring Shiloh. This is the first day we ever opened this book.
Kriyas vest mi mayan sosim. Now, being kaveya vest from a mayan sosim. Now, what's a mayan? What's a mayan, first of all? Mayan is a spring. Right? Sosim is clothes. Meaning, normally, we have a klal that a woman, we are only chayshish for the dam that she sees from a mayan sosim, not a mayan patuah. Meaning, the first dam that a woman sees is the one that we're chayshish for. Why aren't we chayshish for all 4 days, 5 days that a woman actually is seeing dam? Because we're only chayshish for the blood that comes from mayan sosim. Now, even there are sheetahs that hold you are chayshish for mayan, but we don't. Right? So why are we not chayshish? Because we're only chayshish for the beginning. That's what we think is what's causing the dam, and that's what we have to separate from. Right? Now, but there is such a thing as a kviyas vest mayan sosim. Yeah. Now you got to pay attention carefully here because it's a shtickle, requires a shtickle lumdus. Rosa, Beis Nisan, Beis Iyar. So she sees on the second of Nisan and Iyar. Ula Achar Mikain, Rosa Ba'alif Sivan. Then she saw on Aleph Sivan. So she saw Beis, and then Aleph. The Nimshecha Riyas al Beis Sivan. That's important. Her Riya went into Beis Sivan, which is pretty obvious,
so,
right?
This should be fairly
common.
And Beis Nisan and Beis Iyar didn't have a gimel?
What do you mean? They had a gimel too. We're not dealing with that. We're dealing with the beginning, right?
It's the first.
So she saw Beis. She started seeing on Beis Nisan, then Beis Iyar, and then on second, then on Aleph Sivan, and then the Riya went into Beis. Right now, this should be a fairly common occurrence.
Uh-huh. It's a common occurrence. You don't need to say Beis. Then you could say if a woman, you could have a woman
for 5 days, then
she's always going to. No.
Let's see what he says. Yesh Aimrim, that there are those that say. Shekava vest lebeis l'chayda. She's kaveya vest. Kivan she rasa shalish pamim beis l'chayda. Lemaisa she saw 3 months in a row on beis.
No.
Why did you do that for Aleph Sivan? Aleph Sivan, you said it's Aleph Sivan went to Beis Sivan. So why don't you say that? Beis Nisan went to Gimel Nisan. So it's Gimel Nisan, Beis Iyar, and Aleph Sivan.
No, but
no Kaveh.
The person discussed your case too.
That was me, no key.
Okay, let's see. One second. I told you this one's going to be very. This one's going to be content.
Who's the Yeshayim?
Why is he so quick to say that going into Beis?
One second. Let's see the next case. The Dafka im Shtei Hariyos Harishayin is Hayim Mayan Sosim, but that's only if the first two periods, meaning Beis and Beis, were from a Mayan Sosim. That's on the day that the Riyah started. But if the first or the second was from a Mayan Pasuach, meaning Kigon Sherosa Bebeiz Nisan, Ula Acha Mekein Rosa Be Aleph Iyar, Benim Shecha Riyah Sele Beiz Iyar, Ula Acha Mekein Rosa Bebeiz Sivan, Loi Kaveve.
So you need it very specific.
The first two have to be on the same day.
It can't be like the first day. Awesome. It can't be the first one goes into Beis.
No, that's what I would have. Right.
What?
Meaning the first one you started.
Yeah, you need the first.
You
two.
Went into Beis also. Right. And the next two you went. You
no, it doesn't work.
But
no.
Say, it has to be the
first. The first two have to come from a Sosum, from a Mayan Sosum, and then the third has to come from a Beis.
The Dafka is on the Yeshayim room.
Same, it has to be all in
there. The first two have to be the same.
Right. The same thing with
the second one, as long as it goes in.
It's all the same.
The Vidafka is on the Yeshayim room.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The Vidafka is on the Yeshayim room.
Yeah, it's on the Yeshayim room.
Now, what if it was Gimel? What if it was Gimel, and then she saw Aleph, that it went to Beis and Gimel?
Oh, very good. V'yeshoimrim. What's that? He's going to say that case too. That's true. V'yeshoimrim. Now this one's understandable. Before we go back to this one's understandable.
Okay.
So basically the pshat is because if she saw from a mayim sotim 2 months in a row, so then this that she saw dam a little earlier, so it was muktam a little bit, but lemaisa that's her day to see his bay. But if it were only one time from a sotim, to say that the next two are from, the next day, that's too much, right? Now,
So if that's the case, why wouldn't
to hold to keep it to be kaveh as best to keep it? She has to continuously have it on days.
Yes.
Meaning the next month, if it's aleph again.
Once it's established.
If it's aleph again, lechayra she still be kaveh.
Even if she permanently switches to aleph.
No, once she permanently switches to Aleph, I would imagine Beis would be gone.
Right, so the next month, if month four is an Aleph, does that take away the Chazakah?
Okay, that's a good question. I think that it would uproot Beis. I can't say for sure. You would say so the Aleph... We have a klal here. If a woman creates two vestas at the same time, you go with the more common one.
Yeah,
but it is a vet. So it is a vet.
Same vet.
I don't know. I hear. Maybe you have to be chashva aleph and beis. One thing, he get the chumras come even more.
Why?
Huh?
Yeah, I mean,
it's
all
we get the part.
No, because the big nafkamina here. So let's say a woman sees beis, and then aleph. So what does she chashva the next month? Aleph or beis?
No, I mean beis.
According to this beis, so it comes out of kula.
Okay. No.
According to this,
no.
What's more chomer than the thing to have a vest kavu or vest shayna kavu? Right now, the yeshayim is a beautiful thing. Because then you have to keep one day and you're gone. You don't have to keep banning this. You don't have to keep a flow.
Okay, but let's hold on. So beis and aleph, right? Let's say the next month she saw aleph. Does she have to keep?
That's what we just said.
It's only more mikol if you keep the vest kavu. Once you start not being so kavu anymore, then you got
to pay.
Yeah, but I would assume we're going to still continue
it's
that. Not reason why that should
no,
be
no, no, but
I hear. So second one I say,
what if she's
I don't even know what the din would be if she's 3 months in a row. So if
then maybe it's
Aleph
the Kavua, not the Beis. So then what? You keep Aleph but then Beis, you have Kavua from Beis.
How
you
keep Beis?
You're saying if she does...
What would you pass to somebody called this?
One thing, you're saying if she does
Beis,
you're saying if she does Beis, Aleph, 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 the Aleph Chazaka, that's the
answer. That's what I'm saying. Once you have an Aleph Chazaka,
if she's seeing on Beis, she's seeing on Aleph.
No, but the next
case, whether seeing on Aleph, who cares?
Let's say the next month she doesn't see.
So who cares?
Good, but the next month that she doesn't see. Whenever month it is that she doesn't see, she has to be
Aleph
of the day. And also, once she has it a second time, Aleph, does she have to keep all the other vessels? Because
now, once we're on
this
subject,
if she's already seeing an Aleph, who cares if they
No, it can't be uprooting the Beis. We already discussed this, I think, there's something very Negei Lamaisa here.
Can't uproot
that comes out from this. There's something very Negei
Lamaisa. She'd have to have Aleph three times
in a row. What happens in a vest she'ena kavua with this?
What do you mean?
It's agav. It doesn't really have to do with anyone. Once we're on this subject, I want to make sure that we... The Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds, and the Bada Shulchan paskins like that, and Lechatzilu we paskin like this too. We meaning myself.
The reason
why we don't teach it in paskin class is because it's too complicated. So, but if let's say a woman in Tamazai sees tonight, so what's tonight? I don't know what the date is.
The
14th.
All right, Chavez, Mashra Zerotzer, Taka Chavez, the Chavav. She sees the night Chavav. Next month, on Chav Hei Tishrei during the day, she sees. Right, so that means she saw Dam consecutively on Chavav. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds, you have to separate. Chavav is not Oikar. You're not Oikar Chavav.
Okay,
you have to next month keep Chav Hei and Chavav.
Start again, what?
She saw this month tonight. Next month she saw Chav Hei.
Well,
during the day.
Doesn't have to go 2 months
with Chav Hei? No, so you're saying that's best Shein HaKavu.
It's
a different din having nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
But the Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds, and that's what about the Shulchan holds, and that's what seems like most places can hold.
That
she's not... How do you uproot a best Shein HaKavu? By passing that day without seeing them. Right. In this case, she didn't pass that day. She went from Chavov.
She went back a day.
She went back, means that she saw Dam on Chavov 2 months in a row. Therefore, the next month, the third month, you have to separate on Chavhei and Chavov.
That's true in general. Well,
that's Shaina Kavur.
3 months before she hit
Once you go back, you can't.
What if it's 3 months
first
between?
Right.
The only way to uproot it is if she didn't see. If she would see, let's say she saw Chavov.
The only Chavhei the young.
No, let's say
if she saw Chavhei Balila.
As long as she's still seeing Dam on Chavov, it's not uprooted. Meaning, let's say in another case.
That's a mock. That'd be a mock.
It would be, and you wouldn't keep the chol.
Wait, no, that's a kula. That's a chodesh.
We're going to get this.
No, that's a chodesh. That's a kula.
Because she's on Aleph.
But I tell you what, no. See, I worked on this for many hours till I figured this out, but now I got it.
Yeah.
She saw Yud 1 month.
Yeah.
Then the next month she sees Aleph, which is a very short period. She saw 20 days later.
Right.
So now the next month she has never uprooted Yud.
Right.
But in the next, but that next month, when is she seeing Aleph? And she probably clears up after 4 or 5 days. And then she's going to pass Yud, because Yud 3 days
so
later.
Make it a little different.
So she's oiking that Yud.
Make your case. Okay.
So make the case a little different. Make the case Yud Dalid. Stop. Make the case Yud Dalid, and then she...